This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. There are still no guarantees, but with both the House and Senate passing their own versions of the 2018 Farm Bill and moving them on to conference, there is still reason to hold out hope a final product can be hammered out before the September deadline. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says it's a process.
Both chambers have passed their versions of the Farm Bill, and so the next step is to get together as a House and a Senate in a conference committee setting and iron out the differences and come up with a compromise farm bill legislation that could then be approved by both chambers and sent on to the president.
Newhouse says there is some good news.
And the good thing about this, I can say, is that we are on schedule. We have until the end of September before the current farm bill expires. And so I'm glad that we're able to get to this point, and we should have time. I'm hopeful that we will have time to iron out those differences, find the common ground, and be able to renew the farm bill for the next period of time.
He says the time is now.
Today's agricultural situation demands that we have certainty for farmers, and the fact that we're on schedule to deliver that is a good thing.
Newhouse says there's still a lot of work left to be done, but he's feeling a better sense that both chambers understand the need. Tune in tomorrow for more on the road ahead for the Farm Bill.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.